Alright, well, I think probably bringing the whole thing to a nice closing. You say you have high hopes for futures and everything. Maybe just reflect back on that and about just what's going to be happening in the immediate future with you and you say AM and your popularity. Are there things in the working right now that you can talk about?
Yeah, I'm with Virgin Records in England.
Yeah.
In Europe. And they're very good. They have out this, they're very hot right now. They have out Tubular Bells. Have you heard that?
Yeah, that's excellent.
And I like that. And they're doing a good job in Europe. It's really selling in Europe.
It's on the charts over there. It was on the charts the first week. It's hit in England or the UK. It's very difficult for an American artist, and again, unless he's a giant stature, such as a Neil Diamond, to get automatic airplay on all the stations. And since the beginning of the year, they even incorporated a commercial station, and Dawn's on BBC One, BBC Two, Radio Luxembourg, and the new commercial station. Plus, he's on in Germany and Italy. Like I say, they've done an excellent job. So. Regarding the plans, if I can take it for a second on, since the 6th of April he's been on tour, we've probably hit more major cities in, the past 3 weeks, 4 weeks maybe at the most that it is now. We return back to Los Angeles.
Always this damn compressor, isn't it?
Yeah. You're saying about more major cities.
Anyway, we return the night, the 13th, the morning of the 13th, from Phoenix into L.A. That's California.
Yeah.
Home. Sweet home. We depart the 19th for Europe. We'll probably be gone 2 to 3 months, 2.5 months. We'll probably do a live album, plus record the band over there, then come back home and again go out on a major tour. Either with the live album or the remains of a single that'll be coming out shortly. And I think this is what he needs, all the exposure so the people understand him before he was the unknown, the mystery person.
I think he has one advantage that a lot of artists don't have, and that's the fact that he already has himself an FM-oriented audience. And a lot of groups, when they become commercial or...
That's a good word. You have to use it.
Or extremely popular is probably the better word.
Right.
They lose a lot of their respect because, they just zoom right up there, and it's very hard to be somebody like Elton John who has a following in both categories, and even, and you already have one, and if you become a commercial success, you'll be entrapping both fields, which very few artists are able to do.
What we've found, Doug, is we were worried about it because we didn't want to lose the other following. But what we've found is, so far, everybody's been accepting it. They've been understanding
like
it. They really to say dig it, and are happy with it. They say you're entitled. We found the maybe the 5% diehards that keep going back to the Safe as Milk or the Child Mask Replica. We just merely say that's a thing of the past. And it's a shame that, again, coldly, that Warner Brothers is going to capitalize on the efforts that Don's putting out now. They didn't take advantage then, but now they will.
You can have yourself an album, it's one of those albums that coming out in a year or two, if you hit that mountain on Warner Brothers of the oldie favorites.
Well, they're letting out a lot of things right now.
We couldn't in January. In February, we tried in the major music stores to get the old product, just for various reasons, and we couldn't find it. Now, any city we go to, we can pick up the old albums. Mm-hmm. So they've already started, which shows that the people at the label level are aware of it, the public is aware of it, and again, with those old albums out, I'm very happy because we're still selling our album, like I said, by the thousands, and which means that people are buying the new album of his, which means they're accepting it. So,
good album.
If I can interject just for a second.
Okay.
I think that maybe one of the main things that, that would keep the following up and that would also maybe help their commercial potential is the quality, which a lot of times you don't find. He's saying, you get up there and then it's like the mass production thing. Production. Mm-mm. No, I mean not you.
No, I won't do that.
In the mass production, you know, most of the mass produced things lose their quality and fall apart. Whereas with you, I mean, I've seen you before and I saw you now and I saw you with a different band. And the quality is like, you know, it hasn't gone downhill, if anything. Yeah.
It's going to get better,
and
too.
It's tight.
Group is very tight for a month, aren't they?
God,
yeah, they're something else. And they enjoy. They enjoy the people, and they feel the people. I bet you from the other shows. Don't you feel this band more than you did the other
projecting,
one?
Projecting.
The other one was more.
It was a flat thing, and it was more like, I don't give a shit. You know, it's like we're putting on a show, and if you want to take it, fine. More than, you know, here we are. We're putting on a show, and we really want you.
I want you to take it.
Yeah. You feel, you know, it's like magnetic type thing.
Yeah, they have a lot of charisma.
It's probably made Don project more, too. It's made him get more involved. Like, we have rehearsals daily. We discuss techniques. Everybody is concerned. It's not just going out to a gig at night and saying, you know, well, like you said, here we are. 45 minutes later, it's over, you know. Yeah. We go home. We have the tapes. We study them. And, like I say, they'll be come together even more so.
Somebody told me that you go as far to be as human and personal as possible, that when you get letters in the mail, you can send back actual personal.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I enjoy it.
What's your address for different people who want to write you and get personal answers?
You have the card.
All right.
We'll let you get it out.
All right, fine. Yeah. All right, well, thank you very much. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Doug.
All right, great.
Very good.
Thank you.
This is Don Van Fleet, Captain Beefheart, WMLN in Milton, FM and AM, and it's Jim.